Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Heinie Shear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Otto Rettig. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Otto Rettig. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is hit by the pitch. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker bunts towards the mound. Rettig fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Perkins trying to get to third. Speaker throws the ball into Gardner, who tags Perkins for the out. Welch moves to second. Two outs. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel spins and fires to second, with Sewell covering, and Welch is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Rettig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettig strikes out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGowan. The throw from O'Neill and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 0 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speaker tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 0-for-1 in the game. Shear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Rettig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettig is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettig hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McGowan hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rettig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Speaker bunts in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Wood reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Perkins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Heinie Shear. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Miller reaches second base with a double. Frank Brage pinch hits for Otto Rettig. Frank Brage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. McGowan moves to second. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Young now playing second base. Charlie Eckert now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Wamsgans steals second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galloway moves to second. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Galloway moves to third. Welch moves to second. Doc Johnston pinch hits for Charlie Eckert. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.